So mostly red start to the day. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures down about a penny right now. Soybeans unchanged. We'll look at the rest of the complex in just a little bit. World equity markets are mixed, but mostly rebounding after a poor session on Friday where worries about the conflict in the Middle East and higher interest rates weighed on the markets. The success that Israel had in repelling an Iranian attack has traders believing that the odds of an escalation are smaller. Highlights for new economic data today include retail sales and business inventories, housing starts and industrial production tomorrow, and jobless claims and existing home sales on Thursday. In ag, we get the cattle on feed report Friday in addition to our normal weekly updates. The Dow right now is up 88 points. European markets are mixed, and Asian markets are mixed as well as we keep moving. Opening cattle calls are mixed to lower today, hogs mixed to higher. Livestock futures came under substantial pressure Friday with triple-digit losses in all contracts. Trader do not like recent news that could further impact cattle markets, and hogs fell under the uncertainty of ongoing demand. No matter what you say about the tightness of cattle supplies, higher calf prices, feeder prices, and some buyers having a difficult time to find sufficient cattle for slaughter. However, the market is now being driven more by perception than tight supplies. Traders do not like the uncertainty surrounding HPAI that's been found in dairy cattle and whether that could impact beef and potentially impact demand. This flu is not considered a concern for food safety, but consumer perception is what will impact the market. Cash cattle traded lower last week with Southern cattle $2 lower. We'll look at the numbers next. April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. May corn is down 1.5 at 434 even. Soybeans down 1.25 at 1172 and 3/4. Soy meal down $2.80 at 341.60. Soy oil up 38 cents at 46.27. Chicago wheat down 7 cents at 549 even. Kansas wheat down 4 at 585 and 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat 2 cents lower at 640 and 3/4. And oats up 1.25. That's coming in today at 352 and 3/4. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.